Evangelist Vincent, an anointed man of God who has been called to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God with clarity and to heal the sick and the oppressed.
Now, we're going back to our teaching here. We're going back to the main point one of this series. Lazarus, this is very important to catch this. So we're going to read from verse 44. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave cloth. Okay, now hold on. Listen to me. Behold, revelation is coming. He that was dead came forth, walked out of the grave, but he was bound hand and foot with what? With grave cloth. And he that was dead came forth, but he was bound with grave cloth, hand and foot. He were, you know, imagine his foot being bound like that, and his hand being bound like that. So it like wiggles, like jump out of the grave. He wasn't free yet. Yet he was resurrected. Praise God. Somebody, he was resurrected. This was the greatest miracle right there and then. For that time. I mean, I never saw this before, ever. Except in the Old Testament, where the Lord did it through the anointing upon Elijah. But now, we have here the first raising of the dead, literally, in the New Testament. But Lazarus came out bound. He was resurrected to life, but he was bound. Now, there's a reason for that. What was he bound with? The grave clothes. Now, if that would not be a nice title for a message, but it would describe the process, which is loose the grave cloth, or be loosed from the grave cloth. So this is the other thing that the Lord says. We took away the stone together. The Lord commanded, take away the stone. Verse 39, take ye away the stone. We've done that. Now we are at verse 44. And now the Lord says, as he came out, even his face was covered with a napkin, so he couldn't see everything yet. Oh my God, this is deep. His hands were wrapped up with this grave cloth, so they were stuck together. His feet, you know, his whole legs were wrapped up. You can imagine that he was just like wrapped up, completely wrapped up in his white or whitish gray grave cloth, a bit like a mummy nearly, and even a napkin on his face. So it kind of like wiggled himself out of there. And then the Lord says, loose him and let him go. Loose him and let him go. Loose him and let him go. Loose her and let her go. Hallelujah. Be loosed from those grave clothes. This is the process. Coming out of bondage, coming out of imprisonment, coming out of all manner of hindrances and strongholds, tied up, having all these things going on. Why do you need to start believing right now? So you can shake those grave clothes off. And this teaching and this series will give you the right principles from the Holy Word of God, the right instructions from the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to be completely renewed and free of even those grave clothes. Now, so it's okay if at the immediate time after you took away the stone, we We met, we took away the stone, we pulled down the strongholds, we broke the curses, we cast out the evil spirits in the name of, I cast them out in the name of Jesus Christ. They are gone. The strongholds came tumbling down. The anointing was released by the laying of hands, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit broke every yoke of evil. It brought forth the resurrection of your life in Christ Jesus to reach your destiny, your God-given destiny in Christ Jesus, with all abundance and joy. But immediately after, it can be that you can't see everything yet because of that napkin that was covering the face. It's part of the grave clothes. Get rid of the grave clothes. That's what we're going to do. And that's why this teaching was already so important thus far. And that's why the rest that comes now will help you further and further and further. Now, of course, every person is different, but it is faith related. Believe. You got to first believe who you are. That's why I'm telling you about Jesus. I'm preaching Jesus. I'm preaching Jesus crucified and resurrected so that you know who Jesus is. Hallelujah. And when you know who Jesus is, and then you know who you are in Him. Because if you understand Jesus, you understand that Jesus is not a respecter of person. He is not a respecter of person. He cannot and never will be doing favoritism. But there is an element of faith. And not all of us walk in the same level of faith. And we ought to walk in faith. The just shall live by faith. You got to believe it. And also that He will do it for you. Don't disbelieve it for others, because that would be a different Jesus. Because Jesus is not a respecter of person. So if you believe it for others, you have to believe it for yourself. Because Jesus wants to do what He did for somebody else. He wants to do that for you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, somebody. That's why I said, stick with me. And let's learn together. And let me teach you, let me coach you, let me edify you, let me empower you from the Holy Spirit. And partner so that the anointing will be part of your life. And the anointing will flow from my life to your life. And this is incredibly important. There's quite a few points that we're going to go through. But this whole series will bless you into eternity. Praise God. Hallelujah. Loose him, let him go. Loose her, let her go. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's me coming in agreement in Jesus' name. Another foremost principle is, and this has to be the foundation, is the fear of the Lord. Psalm 25, 14 declares, "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him." The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. And He will show them His covenant. He will show who His covenant? Them that fear Him. You have a covenant with the Lord for eternity, praise the Lord. It is a covenant in the blood shed of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the New Testament blood covenant of Jesus Christ the Lord. But without the fear of the Lord, without fearing the Lord and walking in the fear of the Lord, He will not show, He will not see His covenant. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Therefore, several times mentioned at least twice in the book of Proverbs, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord, praise the Lord, somebody. Ye that fear the Lord, praise Him. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. Fear God. Be a God-fearing man. Be a God-fearing woman. Fear God. Be a God-fearing child. Be God-fearing. And that's not a fear as in the emotional fear and that horrible fear. No, that is the utmost. Most respect. That is fear because of respect and awe. That is a fear rooted in love. Oh yes, you got to be born again to realize that. But you are, praise God. Now, you're going to try and tell that to somebody who's not born again. You struggle. But this is what we know. We are born of His Spirit. Hallelujah. And we can fear the Lord. Hallelujah. We fear Him. We don't sin. We don't like sin. We hate sin. We don't sin. Go and sin no more, the Lord said. That's walking in the fear of the Lord. You don't want to sin. You don't want to sin. You walk away from sin. You turn away from sin. You're dependent of that. Now turn away from it. Stay away from it. Live unto God. Live holy unto God. The blessing of the Lord. I call. The Lord speaks in Deuteronomy 30:19. This is the Torah, the book of Moses. The first five books of the Bible are the Torah. Those are written by Moses, the prophet. And Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 declares, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before thee life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and thy seed may live. That both thou and thy seed may live. Oh, choose life. Therefore, choose life. Now, you have chosen life. You've chosen life a long time ago. Now the Lord has resurrected you. We pulled those strongholds down. We cast those demons out to the pit of hell where they belong. And now, my God, you shall accomplish that destiny that is yours in Christ Jesus the Lord with all joy and abundance of life. Know that you chose life, you chose the blessing, you chose the protection, you chose the guidance. Now, when we look at Deuteronomy 28, it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently. It shall come to pass if thou hearken diligently. If you hearken, if you hear diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all His commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. This is Moses speaking to the children of God in the Old Testament. The Jews, the Jewish nation, the Israelites. But you may know and should know that you are a spiritual Israelite. And that you, apart from the children of God, the Israelites, the Hebrews, and the Jews, you are also a child of God because we have been crafted in. Hallelujah. Praise God. So now we read this and we can see that the Lord is speaking through Moses right to us, to all His children, the Jews and the Christians, the Israelites and the spiritual Israelites and the natural Israelites. Praise the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. Don't boast against the natural branches. I have another teaching on that. And pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for they that do shall prosper. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all His commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations, above all the nations. We're talking blessing, we're talking double blessing, we're talking turbo blessing here. And all these blessings, not all these people talk against blessings. I don't understand why they speak against the blessings. God is talking about blessings more than anything else. And those that fear the Lord, that have that utter and utmost respect for the Lord, they shall indeed obtain the blessings, now and forever. And all these blessings shall come unto thee. All these blessings shall come unto thee and overtake thee. They shall overtake you. They shall take you over. Even if you try and run away from them, they will still catch up with you and take over. They overtake you, praise God. Now, talking about blessing, anybody who don't like the blessing, or anybody who speaks against the blessing, or this and this, the other about the blessing, he hasn't read his, or she hasn't read the Bible. If thou shalt hearken, if thou shalt hearken. The blessings come with the fear of the Lord. The blessings come with obedience. The blessing come with faith and believe. There is an if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. And in chapter 28, verse 1, if thou shalt hearken, hear diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments. Now, if you do all that, then you better go and receive the blessing. Praise the Lord, somebody. Blessed shalt thou be in the city. Blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store, your savings. Blessed shall what you have and what you saved. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in. Blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. Now, my God, this is blessing upon blessing. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Hallelujah. You can read the book of Deuteronomy, the whole chapter 28 for yourself and be encouraged. Be inspired. Hallelujah. Be empowered. Be edified. This is the Lord that blesses thee. Hallelujah. Now, remember that within all this, the Lord, a part of the blessing, the Lord will cause your enemy to flee before you seven ways. That's the blessing of God. Now, you might remember the book of Job, chapter 1, where the fallen angels are coming before the Lord with Satan. Satan has access to the Lord, to heaven, or to part of heaven, but at least to the Lord. Satan is spirit, the Lord is spirit. And Satan presented him before the Lord together with some fallen angels. Read it for yourself, Job chapter 1. And the Lord said to Satan, where did you come from? Satan says, from to and fro, up and down in the earth, walking up and down in it, to and fro. Then the Lord says, have you seen my servant Job? They haven't. Discussion about Job, and ultimately the Lord is proving with this whole episode that when that perfect fear of God can never fail. Let me say that again. Perfect fear of God can never fail. I happen to be on Job here. Before I move deeper into the teaching, there was a man, Job 1:1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. You find it difficult to find any other man in the Bible that is called perfect. Because the Lord himself, in verse 8, declares, the Lord says unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect man. Who said that? The Lord said that. The Lord said that. The Lord said to Satan that Job is a perfect man. There's none like him in the world. An upright man that feareth God and escheweth evil. Now, this is just to reiterate and to emphasize the fear of the Lord the beginning of wisdom, the beginning of knowledge, the foundation of the Christian life to be successful and reach your destination in Christ Jesus with fruit bearing. Satan said, challenged God, of course. If you take everything, he does that because he has so much. No. When you fear God, you are blessed. Job was the richest man in the East. He was a billionaire by today's standard. You work it out. You count the land. You count the cattle. You count everything that he had. Now, so Satan said, well, that's because he's so wealthy, because he's got so much. So of course, Satan wants to bring everything down to money because he's got money. He loves God. No! He loves God because he fears God, because he understands God. He respects God. He knows he's part of God. He's been created by God. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. He understood, even in the Old Testament, God like nobody else. But the Lord said, okay, Satan, you can touch everything for a season. You can touch everything. I'm still in charge. You can touch everything, but not his life. And he didn't. He couldn't. So Satan begins to take everything away from Job. This is another self-study for you, the book of Job. After everything was taken away, and this is all in chapter 1. This was destroyed, that was destroyed, that was, everything was destroyed. Job arose and rent his mantle, verse 20. He shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. Oh, pastor, now I understand fearing of the Lord. He feared God so much. He respected God so much. He wasn't afraid. No, he feared the Lord. Being afraid is something else. He feared the Lord. He feared God. He respected God more than anything else, more than himself, more than anything. He knew God. And when he lost everything, he fell down on the ground and worshipped. Unheard of. Untold, but he did it. He fell down and worshipped, but he just lost everything. This is Job. He's perfect. God said it. He fears God. God said that. And he eschews evil. And that is God demonstrating to Satan and to the whole world that when one loves God, that when one fears God, that when one walks like Job in righteousness before the Lord, whatever is taken away. Oh, this is deep, but there can still be worship. Job suffered greatly for us. I mean, you read the whole book of Job. I mean, it wasn't easy for Job. But at the end, the Lord restored him double. But we learn today. We learn today. That when Job shouts, I know my Redeemer liveth. What it means to walk in the fear of the Lord. That he was so dead to self. As Paul teaches in the New Testament. It is no longer me that liveth, Paul said. But Christ that liveth in me. Nevertheless, I am crucified with Christ. I don't live anymore. Yet I live because Christ liveth in me, the hope of glory. Only mattered was God. And this is what Job said when he fell down on the ground and worshipped. Naked did I come out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And in all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly, nor blamed God. In all those things that happened to you, you might have charged God foolishly. You might have blamed God, but Job never blamed God. Job never blamed God. Because God is the one who restores. God is the one who restores. And I'm talking to you, and you were restored. Principles so important. That we can build upon. Verse 9, does Job fear you for nothing? I mean, surely he wants something. See, this is how it goes with devil worship. And there are many devil worshippers. Because Satan immediately gives something in return. That's his way of thinking. So if he gets worshipped or he makes a deal with somebody, then he gives something in return. But we can actually, and Job did, because Job was perfect, once again, and upright. He eschewed evil. He feared God. And Job could worship God for nothing. Yes, he could fear God and worship God without having anything, even having had it and then lost it all, and he still worshiped God. Because when you really love God with things and without things. You love God because of God, because of something inside of you that caused you to be so born again, that caused you to be born of His Spirit, that caused you to have the transformation from the person that you used to be to the person that you are now, where you're a completely different person. You are no longer the same. You are all of God. And everything is of God. And you understand things. And you can see the kingdom of God. And you enter the kingdom of my God. Hallelujah. This is what Satan struggles to understand. So it's all say, all with Satan is tit for that and tat for tit. And when he sees, when the Lord exposed Satan for who he was, by demonstrating that Job was even after all of that on the floor worshiping God and said, blessed be the Lord. Okay, point two. There's a lot in here. That's why I said stick with me. There's a lot I need to teach you. I can help you to in Christ Jesus, and to God be the glory, hallelujah. But to reach your destiny in Christ Jesus. Partner with me, praise God. Let an anointing flow that is on me in your life, breaking yokes. You will prosper. You will succeed. Oh my God, you will flow in the abundance of power, anointing, and blessing. Come on, somebody. Praise God. Don't forget that. That is the key. The anointing. Praise God. Okay, so Satan answered and said, does he fear God for nothing? Hast not thou made a hedge about him? This is that point two. Hedge. Hedge. Say hedge. Or write down hedge. Hast thou made a hedge about him? Have you not made a hedge, a fence about him, around him, and about around his house, and about around all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. The blessing of the Lord causes increase. We cannot stress that enough. Whether some people like that or not, I like it, and I know you like it. The blessing of the Lord causes increase. Praise God. Now, the hedge or the fence on all sides, on all that he has, all his own self, all his house, his household, and all that he has on every side, Job and his household, Job and his family, Job and his land, Job and his business, Job and his substance, everything that he had was fully protected by the Lord himself. There was a fence. Satan confesses before the Lord, I told you everything is spiritual. Satan is a spirit. God is spirit. God is almighty. Satan not. Satan has been kicked out of heaven, but he has temporary access to accuse the brethren before the Lord. As we know from the book of Revelation, that's another teaching. And I extensively write on that topic in my book. But this fence, this hedge is a given. It is a proof. It is proven, tested. This is real. This is a spiritual, of course, hedge, a spiritual fence. We got to make sure that that fence that is now restored, that every single little hole in that hedge, in that fence is closed. We try to do as much as we can, but I'm teaching you right now, there are a few more things. And we're going to build on that right now. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. Now I know you're going to get excited, and more and more and more and more shall be coming.
Worship, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. Jesus has come to seek and save that which is lost.
I will set them free from darkness, say the Lord, if my people allow me to create in them a new heart. Listen now, how much do you want Jesus? What are you willing to surrender to him? Power, power, fire.
The words of Jesus, I am the resurrection, I am the life. You are going to know Jesus Christ personally.
His judgment of sin, he laid it upon his own son, Jesus Christ, so that we could go free.
Go home safe. Born again of the Spirit of God.
That God is a deliverer.
And he gave you authority to preach the gospel, to heal the sick.
Yes.
And to cast out devils.
Yes.
We will preach the gospel.
Hola.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Keep me in this field, because together and only together, we can do it for Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, and I need your help.